Starting Sunday, California will stop taking new applications for food stamps for legal immigrants. Legal immigrants currently on food stamps are expected to continue receiving them, at least for a while. One of the key provisions in the welfare reform bill signed last month by President Clinton is the elimination of most public assistance to legal immigrants. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which administers the food stamp program, is now telling states they don't have to enforce the new law right away. But the law says that beginning January 1st, permanent legal residents will be denied services such as food stamps, welfare, or aid to families with dependent children, and disability benefits. This change in the law has created an unprecedented drive towards naturalization. Thousands of elderly and disabled legal immigrants are flooding English language and citizenship classes. Richard Gonzalez reports.
Just off of one of Oakland's major avenues sits a two-story stucco apartment complex. Abandoned cars and broken glass litter the parking lot. Inside, scores of young children play in a concrete slab courtyard, kicking balls or chasing chickens. This complex is commonly known as Cambodian Village, says resident Russell Jung.
So they fled the Khmer Rouge in the mid-80s. A lot of them went through the killing fields, had to work in labor camps, and as a result, they faced a lot of post-traumatic stress. So they came to the United States. They were sponsored by different charities and churches, but then really didn't have that much relationship with those sponsoring organizations, and then were just left here to fend for themselves.
Most of these families have been on some form of welfare since they arrived in the early 1980s, disability benefits for the elderly, or aid to families with dependent children. Each one-bedroom unit here houses an average family of seven. Jung says families keep the children inside the courtyard because of the gangs and drugs just outside.
So as a result, they just formed a small ethnic enclave in the ghetto, and they live off of welfare, but it's really difficult for them to move out. Those who are more educated from Cambodia, those who are younger, have been able to move out and do better, but these are probably the most disenfranchised because they're disabled or they're elderly or they were illiterate back in Cambodia.
4 years ago, Jung was doing graduate research on gangs when his work led him to Cambodian Village, and now he lives here. This early evening, as the exotic aroma of fish oil and chili filled the courtyard, Jung starts making the rounds, reminding people that class is about to begin.
Is your mom going to class?
Maybe.
Okay, tell her, okay?
In Jung's tiny apartment, three women sit at the table preparing to study English and American history. It's a tall task. Two of them are in their 70s, and they speak practically no English. The most basic lessons could take hours.
When did Christopher Columbus land in America?
Land?
My time again.
When?
When?
I'm asking you.
Yeah, okay. 1492.
Oh, 1492.
Right, okay. So listen.
This class, when taught entirely by volunteers, was organized by the elderly residents themselves after they learned that their only hope of retaining their public benefits was by becoming U.S. citizens.
I don't know.
But the classes also evoke a growing sense of anxiety. One of the women, Kam Plein, jokes that she is forgetful, and her friend, Kim Yanin, says she's worried she's not remembering her lessons and won't pass the citizenship test.
It's a government cut her welfare. She don't know what she's gonna do. Maybe she don't have money to pay for the rent and don't have money to buy food. Government don't give her, you know, like the welfare. Maybe she die.
That fatalism is not uncommon among the elderly and disabled legal immigrants who are flooding ad hoc English and U.S. citizenship classes in the San Francisco Bay Area. Even before the current rush to citizenship, immigrant English language classes were full to capacity, and there has been a 1,000% increased demand since the signing of the welfare reform bill. Now, dozens of cash-poor community groups are starting their own classes without government help. But the pressure to learn is taking a toll on these elderly immigrants, says Elizabeth Harris, the development manager for the Oakland Chinese Community Council.
Well, the most obvious thing is that everyone bursts into tears by the middle of the class and certainly by the end of the class, they've been checking into the nurse with dizziness and headaches. People are having trouble getting out of bed in the morning. There have been stress-related things happening to them, like increases in blood pressure, and a lot of other illnesses that are stress-aggravated.
Officials with the Immigration and Naturalization Service are sympathetic, but they say the law is clear. In order to become a naturalized citizen, a legal immigrant must have a working knowledge of English and American history and government. Immigrants over the age of 55 and who have been here 15 years are eligible for exemptions, but tens of thousands don't qualify because they haven't been here long enough. The INS is responding to the exploding demand for English language classes by sponsoring a new public television series called Crossroads Cafe. In this scene, cafe owner Victor Brashoff questions his handyman, Jamal.
Jamal, what happened?
I was working on the plumbing and one of the valves was so corroded they could no longer hold in the pressure of the water.
Can you say that in English, please?
Leaky pipe. But don't worry, I think I can fix it.
You see, there is so much work to do in the...
This series, produced by a Los Angeles-based company called Intellicom, comes with print materials designed to meet the needs of viewers at various levels of English. The production is funded in conjunction with the U.S. Department of Education and the states of California, Florida, Illinois, and New York. David Rosenberg, who heads the INS effort to encourage naturalization, says the show is designed for immigrants who can't get into English classes.
The immigrants today are more interested in learning English than ever before, that they're learning English faster than any previous wave of immigrants. But there are many people who don't find the opportunities to study in an organized way. And here is an opportunity that they can self-pace, go back to, watch as often as they like if they can find a tape or tape it themselves.
But Rosenberg says Crossroads Cafe is not yet shown on all public television stations, and it's still unclear how many legal immigrants will actually watch and learn.
Okay, the test is going to be on Monday, all right? The test?
For now, community organizations are trying to meet the crushing demand for English classes, like here at the Hong Phuc Adult Day Healthcare Center in Oakland. The Advanced English and Citizenship class is preparing to review for a test. Most of these students are elderly Chinese who are still a couple of months away from taking their citizenship exams. And although many of them can't even read or write in their native Cantonese, their morale is high, says the teacher, Jakob Kaflom, a 22-year-old immigrant from Eritrea.
The people come here and they have the urge to become a citizen and the will to become a citizen. And then with the urge and the will, they get the motivation, and with the motivation, they get the confidence of the confidence to become a citizen. We have fun in the class. We joke. So they don't feel the pressure to become a citizen because they're having fun in the process. So they have that, you know, they have the motivation more and more and the urge more and more. So they're having fun and learning the same process, and that's the way you're supposed to do things.
Today we're going to do a review.
There's no telling whether Kaflom's enthusiasm will make the difference among these students who face a tough challenge. In fact, the only certainty is that faced with no other options, there will be thousands more elderly legal immigrants enrolling in classes like this one. Some may succeed in becoming citizens. The rest will eventually become the charge of local county governments who are ill-prepared to care for them. I'm Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.